We're learning Masech, the Siyum Adaf Chavav and Mebeis. The Mishnah says, Tamid Karev V'tisha Masara V'acharasa B'shnei Masa L'Epachis L'Yaisir. The Tamid could be Karev with 9 Kahanim, 10 Kahanim, 11 Kahanim, 12 Kahanim. The Mishnah goes in, discusses it. Normally it takes 9 Kahanim. The actual Kevis is 6 Kahanim. It's split into 10 parts with the Kirbayim. It's 6 Kahanim with the Rosh and the Regal is 1. The Shnei Yadayim is 2, the Ukitz HaRegel is 3, the Chaz and the Geir is 4, the Shnei Tefanis is 5, and the Kerbayim is 6, and then you have also the Seilis, the Yayin, and the Chavita. So it's 9, and on Shabbos is another 2, Tubazich Levina, and on Sukkot is another 1, the Tzlech HaShemayim, and on Shabbos and Sukkot is another 3. So that's 12. So Rashi says that this Mishnah goes like a Lezim and Yankov, because according to the Rabbanan, you would need another Kayin to bring the Evarim from the Kevish and the Mizbeach. And this Mishnah is going like a Blezim and Yankov that holds that there wasn't another Kayin going from the Kevish and the Mizbeach. But Taisus and the Ritvah Sakasha and Rashi, so why didn't the Gemara ask Akasha? The previous Mishnah is not like a Blezim and Yankov. The previous Mishnah is just right before that. It says, Haravi, Chadashim Mishanim, Imal Evarim and the Kevish and the Mizbeach. And then the very next Mishnah says, the Talmud is Karev Betisha, which is like a Blezim and Yaakov. So Reisha Rabbanim is safer a Blezim and Yaakov. As they fact Taisus is on Amun Aleph, B'dibra Maskel, the Tanan, and the Ritva is here. The Ritva says that's not going like a Blezim and Yaakov, it just doesn't want to get involved into the Machlekes of Blezim and Yaakov and the Rabbanim. But Bukta Lekanairi, it wants to tell you the amount of Kanim, and everybody agrees that it has. Now Taisus says another interesting Teretz. He says, Lav Dafka this 10. Why? Because they made two Bayosis. They made the Pious Sheni, and then they made the Pious Revi. Now what if one of the people who won the Pious Sheni also wins the Pious Revi? So it would be the same Kayin doing it. So really, you can't say it was 10. It's Lav Dafka 10. It's usually 10, but if one of the winners of the Pious Sheni happens to win the Pious Revi, then it's only 9. That's what Taisus answers. So that's somewhat of a Chiddush, because Lulei Taisus, you would think, if you won the Pious Sheni, you don't go into the Pious Revi. You already have your carbon as you can do today. Lav Dafka, you can do extra. As I tiny the Gvura Sari, he tiny says, not Mustabra. If you already won the Pious Sheni, they're not going to let you into the Pious Revi. So he says another thing. He says that the Mishnah wanted to tell you something which both the Talmud Shel Shachar and the Talmud Shel Iris has. Because he holds that the Talmud Shel Shachar, they did it in two trips. They brought the Evarim to the Kevish, they left it on the Kevish. And then later on, in the Seder Avodah, there was a time to imakter it, then they brought it up to the Mizbeach. Mashenga, the Talmud Shebein Arabayim, it was done in one trip, they just brought it straight from the Shulchanus where they did the Nituach, straight to the Reish Mizbeach, so then they didn't count it as two. So Mel, the Mishnah didn't want to be nachas to something which only the Talmud Shel Shachar had and Talmud Shebein doesn't have. That's what the Gemara Sivi says. Now the Gemara learns from this Mishnah that Nisach HaMayim Mechag is only by the Talmud Shel Shachar, and not by the Talmud Shebein HaRabayim, because if it was by the Talmud Shebein HaRabayim, so then on every ordinary day of Sukkot, not just Shabbos, by the Talmud Shebein HaRabayim, you'd have the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, which you have added by the Talmud Shebein HaRabayim, and the Nisach HaMayim, so then you would have 12 on every day. You wouldn't only have 12 on Shabbos. Elamai, there was no Nisach HaMayim by the Talmud Shebein HaRabayim. And the Gemara says, the Ravash is Afananai Mitanina, that they told the one doing Nisach HaMayim to lift up your hands to be clear how you're doing the Nisach HaMayim. Because one time somebody poured the water on his feet. He didn't pour it into the bowl. He wanted to try to make sure people didn't see, but he didn't pour it into the bowl. The Olam saw. He was a Tzeduki. And they stoned him with the Esregim. So that proves to you that it's only by day. Shmamina, that's what the Gemara says. Shtikos Rer. What's the Raya that was by day? Elamai, because they didn't have the Esregim by night. They only took their Esregim, in the afternoon. They only had their Esregim in the morning. But what's the Raya? Maybe it happened to be that Maaseh Shaya was in the morning. So Rashi says, because why did it say Besregim? Why did it say Besregim if not to teach you that Nisach HaMayim is B'shas and Tehillah is Lulav? Otherwise the Mishnah wouldn't say Besregim. The Mishnah specifically mentions that the stoning took place with their Esregim to teach you that the Nisach HaMayim was in the morning, and that teaches you it was only in the morning. And the Taisa Shanim says, what do you mean? The Anshu Yishlaim used to take this Esregim all day. But he said that the people, the populace, weren't there in the by the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, because it wasn't the Zman Tefillah. They happened to be there only in the by the Talmud Shel Shach, and that's what he answers. Rashash is more Pasha, that the Anshei Shlaim means the Cheshuvim, the Tzadikim, like Rashi says in Parashat Yishlach, Kulam Anashim. That's what it means. Not all the people in Yishlaim. Here it says, Rag Mekal Am. They were the regular people. But the Ravah is interesting. He asks a very interesting question. It's a very interesting teretz. He asks, maybe there's another Chiddush why it says this again. Maybe the Chiddush is, because you would think they're not allowed to use an Estrich to throw at somebody. It's a Tzrech Mitzvah Mitzvah. It's a Bezayin to the Mitzvah to throw at someone. So maybe it's to teach you that they didn't worry chayshish for bizli mitzvah when they threw their shregim. So zakti vats pshita, because heyais they weren't stop throwing at him because they didn't like him, right? They're throwing at him because it's a tzuki, and they have to be meicha. So that's pasha, that it's a covet to the esrig mekadosh by Hashem leinian kazer, and you don't even need the chiddush for that. The child is maybe the shregim is a chiddush. No, it's pasha. That when you're throwing a Esregim at a Tzaduki to be Meicha, that he's not doing the Nisla Chamayim properly, then the Esreg, it's not a Bizim Mitzvah throwing an Esreg, other Rabba, it's a cover to the Esreg, that you're using the Esreg of Kvayt Shemayim. So I was thinking, so maybe Fakait, maybe he wanted to tell you how much Mesirus Nefesh they had, that they threw their real expensive Esreg, and they used it for Kvayt Shemayim, even though now they're going to ruin their Esreg. But I don't think that's a kasha at all. It's a kasha based on Heintig and Musagim, because in those days, I think the Esregim were not expensive at all. Let's say state in the Medrash, and Shaka Leim Mitznu Saki Kayach, that the Eivishta didn't bother us to get expensive things for Esregim that are so matzli. So that's not a chiddush. But the word is it. Maybe you're not allowed to use an Esreg, because Bisa Mitzvah Zakti Yidvah, no, Zeru Kvayde. Very interesting Yidvah. But the Rishash asked a kasha, the Gemara Kedushin also mentions, anyway, there's an interesting Gemara there. Zera Darshan, that a Ger is Mutter B'Mamzeris and Mechuza, and then they threw a Sregim at him, and Rava said he shouldn't have said that in a place with a lot of game, they'll get insulted. So what's the Chiddush there? Why'd say a Sregim? I think the Pshat's like this. Darach Lanayan Sukkah really says it. Darach Lanayan Sukkah says that the emissaries, they didn't just throw a Sregim. The Rashi in Sukkah is Mefurish, because it says, Ba'isa Yayim Nifkuma Karanam is Be'ach. The corner of the Mizbeach was broken. The Mizbeach was broken. They couldn't bring karbanis. And Rashi says, because they threw stones. From the Avonim, that was stones. Why did Rashi say stones? It says they threw a Sregim. Teretz says, a Sregim is not going to be pagan the Karen of Mizbeach. If they were pagan the Karen of Mizbeach, they must have thrown stones. Hishalmi says that the Tzuki died. Now, when they throw a Sregim at him, he's not going to die from it. He'll get hurt, but he won't die. If he died, they threw stones. So the shayla is, if Lamaisa they threw stones, so why say it's Regim? So that the teretz is to teach you that the din, teach you a gavaldig halacha, that the nisla chamayim was specifically by the Talmud Shashacha when they had a Regim. In Mechuzah, that's what happened. Maisa shayikachoya, they threw a Regim as a fakarit. You didn't want to say they stoned him. They didn't stone him. They threw a Regim at him. They threw tomatoes at him. Like we would say, they threw tomatoes at him. It probably wasn't that many people, that many Regim. It was just they were mavazim. They didn't like what he said. Here, it was much more serious. It wasn't just throwing tomatoes, they stoned him. So why does it say Esregim? That's what we're saying. The Chiddush is to teach you that the Nisra Chamayim is specifically by the Talmud Shel Shachar. Now, the Mishnah mentions that the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im had two extra Kehanim because they had the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. And the Gemara goes through the Drushes of Sukkim. There was two times they brought Shnei Gizri Eitzim. One in the morning, when they made the Maracha, they put on top of the Maracha Shnei Gizri Eitzim. That's learned there from the Pasuk. Ubir alay HaKayin Eitzim Babayka Babayka. It says HaKayin, Lashin Yachid. And he brings Eitzim Shnei Gizri Eitzim Babayka Babayka. Now there's another Pasuk in Vayikra that says, V'orchu Eitzim Al Eish. V'nasim Me'an HaKayinim Eish Al Mizbech. V'orchu Eitzim Al Eish. What's V'orchu Eitzim? Shnei Gizri Eitzim. It made an Inyan. To Shachar, it has to be Bein Arabayim, because there it says Ubir. It says V'orchu, it changes the Lashin to tell you it's another time. And va'aruchu eitzim lashin rabim, then it has to be two different kahanim. So there's a Yishalmi in Shkalim, Perek Vav Mishnah Dala, that says that someone who's menadav eitzim stam liyifchus mibeiz gezirim, but if he's pirish gazir echad, he could bring. The Mishnah says, if someone says, I'm going to bring eitzim, I'm going to make a carbon of eitzim on the mizbeach, he has to bring two logs, two gezir eitzim. But let's say he says, I'm going to bring one eitz, he also could do that, because he could do it. And the Yishalmi says, I have a raya, he could do it, because since you see that two different kahanim bring the two Gizri Eitzim, that shows you that it's two Karbanas. If it was one Karban, it wouldn't be Shayach, two Kahanim could bring it. So I think the Pshat's like this. It's not Stam Exeris HaKosuv that in the morning you need one Kayin to bring two logs, in the afternoon you need two Kahanim to bring one log apiece. Now the Vartis is two different Karbanas. The morning Karban is a Karban of two Eitzim. It's an Avaida of Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Since it's two Gizri Eitzim, it has to be done by one Kayin. Because you see that from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi brings a Raya that it can be Menad of Eitz Echad from the afternoon. Because Hayyais, since the Torah is split into two Karbanas, into two Kahanim, in them state is two Karbanas. In the morning the Torah didn't split it. In the morning L'chair it's one Karban. That's what happened them on. So that's the Chilik. In the morning, there's a Karban called Shnei Gizri Eitzim. In the afternoon, there's two separate Karbanas, each one with the Gezer Eitz. So if someone's Menad of Eitzim, he means the morning Karban. That's what you say in Astab. If he specifies Eitz Echad, he means the afternoon Karban, which is 1/8. He actually have two Karbanas then. Each one's 1/8. But it's two Karbanas of 1/8 apiece. As I've also gesagt, there's a Briski Rav that discusses this in the Kisvi Agriz, Menachas, Tafkavavim and Beis. The Taisis there just brings the Yishalmi, that if he's Mefarish Eitz, it works, and the reason is because you see that's two different Karbanas. But he's Mashma, that even in the morning, it's two Karbanas. But he's bothered, so how come when you just say Eitzim, if it's two Karbanas, so how come when you say Eitzim, without specifying 1/8, maybe we'll see you mean the Karban, it's two Karbanas, so why bring two Karbanas? So he says, it's two Karbanas, but the Karbanas go together, I don't understand exactly what he means. I would think to answer his kasha, how come in Astam you mean two Gzerim, and if you specify you mean one, it's because there is a carbon called two. The carbon in the morning is two. The carbon in the afternoon is one. In the discussion there, he mentions a kasha, how could the Yishalmi bring a raya that it's two carbonis, because two kanim do it, the Talmud's one carbon, and six kanim do it. Six kanim do it. How could you bring a raya that it's called two carbonis, because two kanim do it, the carbon is one, the Talmud is one carbon, and six kanim do it. So the Rav answers, six kanim just bring it. But the Akhtar is done by one kanim. If Akhtar is done by two kahanim, that means that it's two karbanas. That's what the Yishalmi is saying. But his teretz doesn't shtim with the Taisus Shana. But now it shtims with the Rashi and the Taisus and the Rambam that says that Mimale Varam Lekevish was only one person. Like we see Rashi in our sugya, like we mentioned in the previous shir, pretty mefurish in Rashi in our sugya and in Taisus, that only one person's Mimale Varam Lekevish on his bech. Also the Ritva, who holds that six people do it, like we're going to discuss soon, but he holds that the Malam Evarim and the Kevish Uzbech is not the Makdir. The Makdir is the Zerik, so also one person is Makdir. But the Teis Yishanim is Mefurish, and after Zayin and Medeis, it's Mefurish, and the Gemara Laman Nutleh, Shatan Shisha, he's Mefurish that six different Kahanim are Isaac and the Akhtar of the Talmud. See, so back to the Brisky Rav's Kasha. Yishalmi brings a Raya from the fact that there's two Kahanim, that there's two different Karbanis, that there's such a thing called the carbon of one log, because you see two kahanim, each one bring a log, Vaisis is two separate karbanas. What's the raya? The tum is one karban, and six kahanim do it. And according to Taisus Shanim, six different kahanim do the haktara. So I think the Taisus is like this. The haktara of the tum is not the ikra avaydis ha-tumit. By a karban, by a zevach, by an animal, the avaydis ha-karban is a dam. That's ma'akiv. The haktara is a din haktara. There's a din haktara. There's not ma'akiv in the karban. So you could divide the Akhtara to several different Kahanim. Each Aver has its own Din Akhtara. It's not, the Karban is the Dam. But you have Karbanis, let's say a Mincha, where there is no Dam. The Mincha L'mashul, what's meant to the Mincha is less than Akhtara or Kaimitz. L'chaira, and this is L'chaira with Shtei Nishami, you would not be allowed to split the Kaimitz into two parts and have two Kahanim burn the Kaimitz. It's one Aveda of Akhtaris HaKaimitz for the Mincha. Or even a Mincha's Kainim. When Aveda is to burn the Mincha on the Mizbeach. But that is the carbon. Then you'd have to do it with one kind. So the Talmud is not a Raya. The Talmud, the carbon, you already ate to the carbon. The carbon was ready in the Skapa. The Kapara was done already with the Zrika. The Akhtara then could be divided up into several Kahanim. But a carbon ate them with the whole carbon is the Akhtara. If it's one carbon, so one kind would have to do it. Dashtein Niyashami. That's what I would think would be Miyash of the Brisker of Shiloh. Now the Gemara says, brings the Tanya of Chia, that Pamim Yud Gimel, Pamim Yud Aleph, Pamim Tezvav, Pamim Tezayin, and Kipshuta, that means the 13 Kahanim that Isaac and Avedis and Tamid, like from the Payas Sheni, 13 different Kahanim, and when there's Nisan Chamayim, it's 14, and when it's Shabbos, there's two Bezich Levayin, it's 15, and when it's Shabbos and Nisan Chamayim, Shabbos B'teich HaChag, so then it's 16. And then the Gemara says, "Vatanya Yud Zayin." So the Gemara says, "Who would like Karav Lezer Ben Yankov Ela Karav Yehuda?" That's the Girsa of Rashi. But the other Rishayna Megaris, "The like Karav Lezer Ben Yankov would like Karav Yehuda." So the three Mahalchim in this Gemara, three different Shitas in the Rishayna. Rashi Shita is the like Karav Lezer Ben Yankov Ela Karav Yehuda, and that's what I meant in the previous year. Rashi's Mashma is only two Shitas. There's no third Shita, otherwise it wouldn't say Ela Karav Yehuda. If you don't hold like Karav Lezer Ben Yankov, then mainly hold like Karav Yehuda. But the point of the Gemara is that, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, that the whole Mishnah goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And that's why there's nine. And if you count the Shechet, Zarek, Medashim, Zekni, Medashim, and Eri, there's 13. But according to Nara Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which Rashi says is Rabbi Yehuda, so then there's one more, there's the Malei Varim and Akevish Lemizbeach. So what are the 17? It's the 13 in the Payas Sheni. Mi Shechet, Mi Zarek, Mi Medashim, Zekni, Abrimi, Mi Medashim. The six Kahanim that bring the Kevesh, the Yayin, the Seilas, and the Chavitim. So that's 13. And then there's the two Bezicha Levena, because the Shabbos B'techa Chag and the Slecha Shemayim. And that's 16. And then there's the Malei Varim and the Kevesh Lemizbech. That's the 17. And that's the Leikar of Azim and Yankov, Elikar of Yehuda. That's Rashi Shita. Matthias wants to be Gairis the Girsa that of the Svarim of the Leikar of Azim and Yankov, the Leikar of Yehuda. And he says that the 17 include all the different kainim that are zeich and all the different payasas. There's one kain that was zeich in the first pais. He's zeich in the chumas hadashen and the maracha and the shnei gizriyetzim. That's one. There's 13 kahanim that was zeich in the second pais. So that's 14. Then, if you hold now like a Yehuda, there are two kahanim that are zeich in the third pais, the k'tayrus and the machta. That's 16. 14 and 16. And then, the fourth one, if you hold now like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's the kain that's Malei Varim and Akevish Lemizbeach. So that's the 17. It's the ordinary day, the 17, but we're including every single kain that's Eich in the Pais. So if the like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so you have a kain that's Malei Varim and Akevish Lemizbeach, the like Rabbi Yehuda, so you have a kain with the Machta, and Taisa Shita is, like we said in the previous year, that the kain with the Machta was in the third Pais. So altogether 17. And according to Taisus on an ordinary day, but we're including all the ones that were Zeich in the Pais. One in the first Pais, 13 in the second Pais, two in the third Pais, Teres and Machta, and one in the fourth Pais, Malei Varim Mekevesh Lemizbech. The Taisus Yishanim and the Ritva, they hold there were six different Kahanim that were Malei Varim Mekevesh Lemizbech, like we said in the previous year. Here's where it is. So they can't hold like Taisus, because there'll be a lot more than 17. So, according to them, they're going specifically with the Payas Sheni. The Payas Sheni, the Mishnah enumerates 13 Kahanim that was Zeich in the Payas Sheni. Now, on Shabbos, there was two more for the Bezicha Levena. On Shabbos, Bezicha Chag, there was another one for the Slecha Shomayim. So that's 16. Now, the Loikar Rabbi Yehuda, there was another one that was Zeich in the Machta. According to Blazim and Yankov, the Machta wasn't done in the Payas Sheni. The Machta was done in the Payas Revi, because there were no Kahanim that were Olam, Malas, Evarim, and Akevish, Lemizbeach. So the whole Payas Revi was just for the Machta. So it wasn't in the Payas Sheni, so it's not counted. According to Yehuda, the Machta wasn't done with the Payas. The one who was Echidik Teres would give the Machta to the one next to him. But the Loikar of Ezim and Yaakov, the Loikar of Yehuda, the Machta was done in the Payas Sheni. Why was the Machta done in the Payas Sheni? Because you don't need Chadashim for the Machta. So the male, they put it together with all the rest of the Avedis in the Payas Sheni. So Rashi holds that the 17 was the 13 of the Payas Sheni, the three more because it was Shabbos B'teich HaChag, and the one more is the Malei Varim and Akevish Lemizbech. And it's Kareb Yehuda that there was no Payas for the Machta. The Taisus Shanim and the Ritva hold that the 17 were the 13 that won the Payas Sheni, and the three more that was Shabbos B'teich HaChag, the two Bezicha Levina and the Tzleich HaShemayim, and the 17th is the Machta, because they go is the Leikar of Yehuda, and they don't count the Malei Varim and the Kevesh and Mizbeach, because that was in the Payas Revi, And according to them, there were 6 Kohanim, so it can't be that we count them. And according to Taisus, the 17 wasn't only the Payas Sheni, it was an ordinary day, but includes all the Payasos. One, the winner of the first Payas, Chumas Hadeshin, and Marach and Gitri Eitzim, 13 winners of the second Payas. According to Taisus, 2 winners of the third Payas, Ketaris and Machta, and 1 winner of the fourth Payas, Mivali Varman and Kevish Lemizbeach.